This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I, that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from our Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yeah, you know, you do it backwards on a Friday of May the 9th of 2025, day 129th of the year. Only 236 days left to go. Yep, it's Freeform Friday. Yep, that's what it is. It's the form of the free. It's the free of the form. What does that mean when I say that? Well, that means that we're going to talk about everything we didn't talk about earlier this week. That's what happens on Fridays. Why? Because that's how it works. We get to play catch up. So here's the gigger igger. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. On Fridays, it consists of everything that we can get a hold of that we try to put in front of you. So with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, easy part to do so, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com will do the magic trick. Audio, video, and text messaging right there. Once you get there, we can do it all. Just depending on where you want to go. So, a lot of stuff. So, what do you think? Some info going around, some things changing platforms, some things moving. So I will tell you that this week has been an interesting one. Of course, I've been trying to play catch up from everything that went down last week. So just catching up, meeting up with people that I wanted to talk to and all that kind of fun stuff. So an array of things coming your way. Besides that, we have endless amount of episodes, well, maybe not endless, but several episodes coming your way from presentations, post interviews from the conference last week. I've also been doing some interviews with other people. And yeah, I'm talking full-blown interviews. Haven't done some of those in a while. So it's been interesting going back into the hopper and doing some stuff. Yesterday, I got to do an interview with somebody who I haven't spoken to in about 2 years, which was sadly disappointing that I haven't spoken to the person in about 2 years, but it was good to catch up. But we'll go through all that stuff. Let's focus at the thing in hand right now, and let's talk real quick about what the hell is going to be coming up in our news stories today, so why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends at the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, police in Florida are on the lookout for a naked neighborhood prowler. Yes, Brett Kretcher proves that he is still the ultimate partier, and Simon Cowell turns down a not-so-safe-for-work offer. Also, another Yellowstone spinoff is in the works. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And Megan of Sussex. Faces a lawsuit over an at-home wellness remedy. We'll talk about details in that as we are in getting into the Royals. So if you're good, I am definitely good, and we can bring in our friends from Feature Story News to talk about what's going on inside of the world of the news. Oh, yeah, some people reaching out yesterday complaining about left, right. Yeah, I didn't realize it, but it looked like the news stories were popping back and forth during Feature Story News, left, right. Yeah, sorry about that. Didn't catch it in real time as we are going. Yep. That's how it is. Okay, so with that being said, let's go ahead and get into some news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Kyiv, I'm Stuart Smith. The Indian Army says it's neutralized missiles and drones fired by Pakistan over India's Jammu and Kashmir provinces. Air sirens blared out across 20 cities in India on Thursday night, followed by blackouts as concerns about a wider conflict between nuclear neighbors mount. Ishan Garg tells us more from India's capital, New Delhi.
It has been a very tense night for civilians in India, particularly in the province of Jammu and Kashmir, where the Indian military confirmed that at least three military bases were targeted by Pakistani military using missiles and drones. The Indian Army says that those attacks have been neutralized, but it goes on to show how far the situation has escalated between India and Pakistan, because we've also seen blackouts happening in about 20-odd cities in India over the night. Foreign Secretary squarely put the blame of escalation on Pakistan, saying that Pakistan had escalated the situation when terrorists backed by it carried out attacks on April 22nd in Pahalgam, and India's response since then has been to retaliate to that particular attack.
Pakistan has denied India's claim it launched attacks on military sites and cities overnight, calling the allegations baseless. Hira Mustafa reports from Pakistan's capital, Islamabad.
Pakistan's information minister took to the social media platform X, and I quote, he stated that Pakistan has not targeted any locations in Indian-administered Kashmir or across international borders so far. Neither has any loss been incurred by Pakistan Air Force. So the stance is very clear, and we have seen a similar statement coming from the Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who has categorically rejected these claims.
China's export growth rose even as shipments to the US slumped sharply in the first month in the first official data from China since it became embroiled in a tit-for-tat tariff battle with the US. President Donald Trump announced punishing levies of as high as 145% on China that were met with retaliatory rates of 125% from Beijing. Laura Westbrook reports.
Exports rose 8.1% in dollar terms in April compared to a year earlier, according to official data, and that beat expectations. But it was a slowdown from 12.4% growth in March, as factories rushed to get out shipments before the tariffs took effect. Imports, meanwhile, fell 0.2% last month. That was a third consecutive month of decline. And China's outbound shipments to the US fell 21% in April year on year, after the imposition of tariffs in early April, while imports dropped nearly 14%. Some analysts say that this provides the first official data after the trade war began and shows the initial damage from tariffs. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the trade agreement that the UK and US governments say they have forged, even though it's clear that significant work still needs to be done on some pretty major aspects of it. Both President Trump and Prime Minister Starmer hailed the deal as historic, the US president particularly happy that he had something to announce before he departs Washington next Monday to begin his first foreign tour since his return to the White House. It's taking him to Saudi Arabia. Arabia, Qatar and the UAE. The agreement allows British steel and aluminium exports to enter the USA tariff-free and 100,000 luxury British cars, but it keeps 10% baseline tariffs in place, and Sir Conor Burns, a former UK trade policy minister, thinks it's unclear just how much of a landmark agreement the deal really is.
It seems to be quite limited and sectorally specific, but it is better than nothing. But I also think it is worth saying that it is from a suboptimal starting point. President Trump has completely turned over the apple cart of the rules of global trade. We are all operating now in a climate that is very, very unusual. So let's wait and see the detail.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick summed the agreement up this way. Tariffs started at 10% and ended at 10%, he said, and the market access in the UK for American business is better. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the new leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Leo XIV, is beginning his new role with a mass at the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican after being elected to the top position on Thursday. Air sirens blared out across 20 cities in India after Pakistan launched missiles and drones across the border, and Moscow's celebrating the end of World War II with select world leaders like China's Xi Jinping, as Ukraine and the US demand an immediate 30-day ceasefire. That's the latest feature story news. Stuart Smith reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork.
When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yeah, here we go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as we are doing it all together and, you know, doing that word life thing. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's start talking because there has been quite a bit of news since we last hung out yesterday. Let's see. Cardinal Robert Prevost took the name of Leo the 14th. After being selected to serve as the next pope, he's the first American to lead the Catholic Church. Let's see. Robert, relatively young and spry, 69 years of age, was born in Chicago, earned a mathematics degree in Villanova before returning to the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago for the Masters of Divinity. Later, he led the ministries in Peru for decades. In 2023, the late Pope Francis assigned Prevost as the leadership role in Rome, where he became an influential advocate, or advisor, better saying, for the Vatican. So, there we go. That's where we're at. First Americano Pope. So, there you go. Congratulations to him. Now, that was a lot quicker than I expected it to be. I was thinking we were going to go weeks. So, good. Goody, goody. Or should I say?
Giddy, giddy.
So, it's over with. Okay, so let's talk about everybody's favorite stuff to talk about.
It's tariff talk time.
So, President Trump announced from the Oval Office on Thursday that the United Kingdom has agreed to a new trade framework. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer joined the announcement by a speakerphone. The deal maintains the 10% tariff on British goods, which Trump signaled will be about, you know, as good as the deal the country can get to do business with the United States. As part of the deal, the U.S. will eliminate tariffs on British steel and aluminum. Also, for the first 100,000 vehicles imported from the U.K. every year are subject to a 10% tariff before upping to 25% tariff, down from the 27.5% tariff. The U.K. will relax regulations to help increase American agriculture exports, particularly beef and ethanol. British companies will also buy $10 billion with a B worth of Boeing planes and equipment. Meanwhile, Trump said that a press conference following the announcement of the current 145% tariffs is levied on China products will not go higher. So there you go. We got some tariff talk. We got some
tariff talk. We got some tariff talk.
Because that's what we talk about. You know, we get to discuss a little bit of everything, and some people go ape shit about talking about some of this stuff, but that's what we do.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so let's see. What else do we have around here? A shocking half of the people who use buy now, pay later services finance purchases say that doing so has caused them to overspend, regret their purchase, or miss a payment. Two-thirds of Gen Z respondents, those aged between 18 to 28, say they've experienced such problems. Microfinance problems grew in popularity in recent years, especially during the pandemic, as an alternative to credit cards. But one analyst for Bankrate has noticed that a shift from the interest-free offering, saying that this buy now, pay later industry that really portrayed itself as kinder, gentler credit card is now behaving like credit card-like, which they find very interesting. This is according to KATU in regards of the things that are going on. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you're past due. They're going to hunt you down. And listen, I don't know. I have a hard time with some of this stuff. I look at it from the standpoint, it's better if you can just save up and get it because it's just an easier transition. I mean, I know we all want the world and we want it now, but it's sometimes very difficult to do that stuff. It's just, it's easier sometimes to just move around and get some of this world stuff that we need to move forward with. So with that being said, a lot of stuff, a lot of things, and we move forward through it. So that's the way that it goes. What do you think? Some stuff to think about. Always. We always want to give you the opciones of stuff to think because, man, gets weird. Okay, another chapter ends in a bizarre saga of FTX collapse after the cryptocurrency exchange went bust in November of 2022. A lawsuit named celebrities who've been hired to promote FTX, including Tom Brady, Larry David, and Steve Curry. The suit argued that they did not properly disclose their financial incentives for their endorsements running afoul advertisement laws. But now a judge tossed the suit, ruling that the plaintiffs have not established that the celebs knew anything about the corrupt mismanagement that FTX is its downfall. I mean, yeah, I mean, isn't that kind of how that would work? How would you have that discussion? Anyways, still some of the celebs named continue to face charges as they did to violate security laws in Florida and Oklahoma. So it'll be interesting to see what occurs there. So I don't know. It's going to get interesting to say the least. What do you think? I mean, I look at it and I go, how weird does it get? Like, when you are promoting something like that, I mean, I normally say you probably should really know about the product before you do anything, but that's my opinion. And nobody asks normally for about my opinion, but it's something to think about. But as you know, and I know, I will always have more information to uncover when it comes to certain things. So why don't we do this? Why don't we get a little bit more FTX here in regards of what's going on? So let's take a listen.
On Sam Bankman-Fried, Mackenzie Sigalos has that for us. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hey, so Sam Bankman-Fried has filed an appeal of his guilty verdict. He's currently serving out his 25-year sentence. But lawyers for the FTX founder say that the judgment should be reversed. They're asking for a new trial in front of a different judge. Now, Bankman-Fried is saying that his trial wasn't fair and that there was a rush to judgment. His lawyers are specifically characterizing this as a sentence first, verdict afterward scenario. That 89-page legal filing claiming that the insertion that Bankman-Fried stole billions of dollars worth of customer money, driving the company into bankruptcy, has since been proven wrong. Part of that narrative, of course, coming from the fact that the bankruptcy estate under John Ray is making customers whole.
Yeah, it's an amazing turn of circumstance, Mackenzie. Thanks so much for that.
So there you go. Always some interesting stuff going on, no doubt there, as we are talking. So I don't know. New trial? Who knows? We'll have to see what happens going forward. No doubt about that. Anyways, neighbors in the suburb of St. James City near Fort Myers say that a naked man keeps popping up. Hey now, on their home security cameras overnight. The creeper isn't just letting it all hang out on the sidewalks in the wee hours of the day either. He's been spotted riding a bike, prowling through backyards and trying to open doors. One resident tells the local media that I believe that there's something mentally going on. You think? Last November, cops near Iona, Florida, busted a man for walking around nude. Locals in St. James City say that they believe their neighbor prowler is probably the same guy. Yeah. Nudity in the streets. Maybe that should have been the name of the story of what we're talking about here. So I don't know. Doesn't it get weird? I look at this from the standpoint of, yeah, it's kind of one of these alarming things that happens from time to time. Like, if you ever go out there and you see somebody running around naked, it's kind of strange, especially if you're not in a nudist colony. Just referencing that, because there are nudist colonies here in Florida. Now, the other side is, I've had two occasions where I've been in a neighborhood and randomly seen naked people. And I'm talking about, like, walking around, not just, giving you something else. So there you go. Something to think about here. So, you know, the news is always the safe stuff. At least we're supposed to believe. So why don't we do this real quick? Oh, oops. I think I did the flipper a little bit too early there. Why don't we do this? Why don't we get into some información about some of the stuff that's going on and what the deputies are finding. So let's do this one real quick. Let's take it from there.
I've seen a lot of video, and some of it includes our hot tub. And the scarier one includes people with eyes, where this guy is pulling on the doors, and he is completely naked.
A naked man is caught on camera sneaking around a St. James City neighborhood. Gulf Coast News reporter Muhammad Abdulkawi.
How many videos did she watch about this?
They are more than creeped out.
You think?
Folks who live here at Pine Island Cove are scared that naked man keeps lurking around at night. They told me that
they're... Would they prefer this during the day? This is weird.
From walking inside.
We don't know if he'll escalate. We don't know. So that's a concern.
Stephanie Ogden and her neighbors are keeping their eyes open for this naked nuisance on the loose.
I mean, you can tell the dude has a beard. Can narrow it down.
A lot of videos.
Stephanie isn't kidding. Neighbors sent Gulf Coast News several videos of the man. You can see him trying to get inside this home, riding naked on a bike, even walking to doors and just turning around. It's got neighbors like Jackie Staniland on edge.
Why do you think this man is doing this?
I believe there's something mentally going on.
Man has an Iona neighborhood on edge after being spotted walking around houses again, this time naked.
This story may sound familiar because something similar happened back in November in Iona. A naked man...
What the hell's going on here in Iona?
He was arrested 2 days later.
I think just from looking at the pictures, there's probably a good chance it's the same guy.
I contacted the Lee County...
What exactly are you looking at pictures-wise?
...told me in an email that detectives along with analysts from the Real-Time Intelligence Center are investigating all leads. Deputies have increased patrols in the area and will continue to do so. They remind neighbors, if you see something, say something.
You should have
if you see something, say something. What an interesting choice of words for that one.
This is very unusual.
Reporting in St. James City, I'm Muhammad Abdulkawi, Gulf Coast News.
Yeah, that got weird. That got weird quick. Yeah, it got weird. So there you go. Nudity going down over there. Okay, so let's see. I'm probably going to have to jump around a little bit. Let's do this. Let's get into the swamp for a hot... Should we go swamp? Yeah, let's go swamp. When The View co-host Alisa Farah Griffin asked former President Joe Biden, what he makes of the accusation that he lost his mind in the office on Thursday amid when he was running for as he was president, Biden said there's nothing to sustain that. After a bit of Joe's rambling, Jill Biden piped up, adding the people who wrote those books are not in the White House with us. So let's see. Somebody says, but simply that's not true. One of the most damning books comes from historian Chris Whipple, the anti-Trump liberal, no less, who spoke directly with multiple members of the Biden administration, including the chief of staff, Ron Klain. Klain provided his firsthand account of Biden's obvious mental decline during the debate prep for the fateful showdown with President Trump last June. Meanwhile, the Bidens have reportedly retained liberal comm strategist Chris Miger to push back the new consensus narrative that the former president had lost his mind in the office. Politico reports that Chris booked Thursday's hit on The View. So there you go. Also, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow gained about 254 points to close at 41,368 on Thursday. What else do we have? What else? Of course, we have more numbers. The S&P increased by 32 points to close at 5,663, and the NASDAQ increased by 189 points to close at 17,928. West Texas Intermediate closed at $60 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $63. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.15 on Thursday, and Bitcoin surged on the day up over 6% and trading at $103,000. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $100 million jackpot or a $45.3 million cash payout. And Saturday's Powerball drawing will be for $82 million jackpot or a $37.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Anyways, we're close enough to what we would normally call our main story, but on Freeform Fridays, that is not how it works. How it works is we do news and news and news and news. So let's do some news.
Here is the news on the Rosen and R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Kyiv, I'm Stuart Smith. The Indian Army says it's neutralized missiles and drones fired by Pakistan over India's Jammu and Kashmir provinces. Air sirens blared out across 20 cities in India on Thursday night, followed by blackouts as concerns about a wider conflict between nuclear neighbors mount. Ishan Goyal tells us more from India's capital, New Delhi.
It has been a very tense night for civilians in India, particularly in the province of Jammu and Kashmir, where the Indian military confirmed that at least three military bases were targeted by Pakistani military using missiles and drones. The Indian Army says that those attacks have been neutralized, but it goes on to show how far the situation has escalated between India and Pakistan, because we've also seen blackouts happening in about 20-odd cities in India over the night. Foreign Secretary squarely put the blame of escalation on Pakistan, saying that Pakistan had escalated the situation when terrorists backed by it carried out attacks on April 22nd in Pahalgam, and India's response since then has been to retaliate to that particular attack.
Pakistan has denied India's claim it launched attacks on military sites and cities overnight, calling the allegations baseless. Hira Mustafa reports from Pakistan's capital, Islamabad.
Pakistan's information minister took to the social media platform X, and I quote, he stated that Pakistan has not targeted any locations in Indian-administered Kashmir or across international borders so far. Neither has any loss been incurred by Pakistan Air Force. So the stance is very clear, and we have seen a similar statement coming from the Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who has categorically rejected these claims.
China's export growth rose even as shipments to the U.S. slumped sharply in the first month in the first official data from China since it became embroiled in a tit-for-tat tariff battle with the U.S. President Donald Trump announced punishing levies of as high as 145% on China that were met with retaliatory rates of 125% from Beijing. Laura Westbrook reports.
Exports rose 8.1% in dollar terms in April compared to a year earlier, according to official data, and that beat expectations. But it was a slowdown from 12.4% growth in March, as factories rushed to get out shipments before the tariffs took effect. Imports, meanwhile, fell 0.2% last month. That was a third consecutive month of decline. And China's outbound shipments to the US fell 21% in April year-on-year, after the imposition of tariffs in early April, while imports dropped nearly 14%. Some analysts say that this provides the first official data after the trade war began and shows the initial damage from tariffs. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the trade agreement that the UK and US governments say they have forged, even though it's clear that significant work still needs to be done on some pretty major aspects of it. Both President Trump and Prime Minister Starmer hailed the deal as historic, the US president particularly happy that he had something to announce before he departs Washington next Monday to begin his first foreign tour since his return to the White House. It's taking him to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE. The agreement allows British steel and aluminium exports to enter the USA tariff-free and 100,000 luxury British cars, but it keeps 10% baseline tariffs in place, and Sir Conor Burns, a former UK trade policy minister, thinks it's unclear just how much of a landmark agreement the deal really is.
It seems to be quite limited and sectorally specific, but it is better than nothing. But I also think it is worth saying that it is from a suboptimal starting point. President Trump has completely turned over the apple cart of the rules of global trade. We are all operating now in a climate that is very, very unusual. So let's wait and see the detail.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick summed the agreement up this way. Tariffs started at 10% and ended at 10%, he said, and the market access in the UK for American business is better. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the new leader of the Catholic Church, Pope Leo XIV, is beginning his new role with a mass at the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican after being elected to the top position on Thursday. Air sirens blared out across 20 cities in India after Pakistan launched missiles and drones across the border, and Moscow's celebrating the end of World War II with select world leaders like China's Xi Jinping as Ukraine and the US demand an immediate 30-day ceasefire. That's the latest feature story news. Stuart Smith reporting.
Duh.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R, Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. Ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
The devil never sleeps. I hear him calling. In the shadow. Haunted. I hear him calling.
lights go out.
Who's gonna save you when the lights go out? This is a little Mikkel action coming your way. Lights Go Out. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and some YouTube music, no doubt there. Yeah, you are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Radio Big, Safety FM. Us dropping some bombs here. Some Moosica coming your way. It got some good beats in there. As we know, music's the first system. Okay. We'd like to thank Mikkel for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yep, yep, yep. Always a good time as we get to play some more and more music for you. No doubt about that. So still a lot of stuff to go through, but if anything, this is going to be the most important thing that I ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at Detroit Loves Under Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at Detroit Love on Your Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. Some people will sit back and go, that's not for me, but you don't know how important this information is and how it could change your life and potentially someone else's. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about some other things going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Let's talk about some new movies that are out this week. Clown in a Cornfield. It's a horror mystery in a fading Midwest town. Friendo the Clown, the symbol of bygone success, remerges in a terrifying scourge. So there you go. That's out today. Also, a Fight or Flight rated R action comedy. A mercenary takes the job of tracking someone to kill them both, but they must work together to fight for their lives. That's available today. Also, Shadow Force. It's an action drama rated R, and a strange couple with a bounty on their heads must go and run for their son to avoid their former employer, a unit Shadow Ops that has been sent to kill them. Also, Juliet and Romeo, not Romeo and Juliet, PG-13, music romance based on the real story inspired by Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, set in a pop musical. So that's available today. Also, Friendship rated R comedy limited release. Suburban dad Craig falls hard for his charismatic new neighbor as Craig attempts to make adult male friends threaten to ruin both of their lives. So that's out today. So some stuff to go to the theater to take a look-see-ooksie at if you're encouraged to do so. Okay, so have you ever heard or noticed how karma always seems to be on both your side but serves up cold revenge when it's someone else? Well, like that time that you found a crisp $20 bill right after donating it to a good cause, or when that jerk that cut you off, you see them 5 miles down the road with a flat tire. Well, it turns out that just isn't coincidence. It's how your brains are wired. According to new research from the Toronto York University and an international study of 2,000 people, psychologists found a clear pattern when we think about karma in our own lives. We remember the good stuff. About 60% of people recalled rewards after doing good deeds. But when it comes to others, a whopping 92% focus on the cosmic comeuppance, if you want to put it that way, that bias shows up everywhere, but it's stronger in the Western cultures. In the U.S., where 71% described that personal karma as a pat on the back, in contrast to those in India and Singapore that says that it runs deep and that it could potentially ruin everything. Showed a balanced view. Still, isn't it great to have the feeling that karma got your back? Well, I'm just saying. Karma loves me like Oprah. You'll get blessings, and then you'll get blessings, but not that guy. I'm just saying. Lately, my karma has been so cosmic rewards and more cosmic prank shows. I'm just saying in general. So some stuff to always think about, because that's stuff to do. Why would you not? So some always good times as we are talking about stuff. So what do you think about that? Are you a big karma person? And I said karma, not caramel, just in case. Anyways, I think it's some time for us to bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. Because if you're not motivated by what John has to say, check your pulse, man. Check your pulse. He's such a great guy. Here's some John Smalls.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Michael. Simon Sinek said, "The true value of networking does not come from how many people we can meet, but rather how many people we can introduce to others." I love this. I've never been shy, but I joined a huge chamber of commerce. When I went to the first mixer, I was overwhelmed by the giant crowds of people, everybody talking to one another. I didn't really know anybody. I had no problem meeting new people, but I saw other people walking in. They would turn around and leave. So I stood by the door and became the unofficial greeter. I'd visit with anybody who looked lost. Then I would also introduce them to other people who walked in and kind of looked lost. It was great. I met some wonderful people.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Spiritual battles are draining. They suck the very life out of you, leaving you angry, lonely, and exhausted. Consider Elijah the prophet. After his showdown with the false prophets of Baal, he became so spiritually and emotionally exhausted that he lay down under a tree and prayed to die. So what can we do when we grow weary in the battle? We can find a safe place away from the heat of battle where we can rest. We can wait on the Lord, and he will renew our strength. Isaiah said, "He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength." Lord Jesus, help those who have grown weary in the battle, renew their strength, and refresh them. Your holy name I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
Tensions have significantly escalated between India and Pakistan following Indian missile strikes into Pakistani-controlled territory earlier yesterday. Pakistan has decried the action as an act of war, reporting casualties from the strikes.
India stated that its military-targeted sites it claims were used for planning attacks against India following a recent deadly incident in the disputed Kashmir region. The international community is closely monitoring the situation between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. Jim Kender reporting.
Ukrainian drones reportedly targeted Moscow overnight, according to Russian officials, at a time when foreign dignitaries were arriving for planned events.
The extent of any damage or casualties from the alleged drone attacks is currently being assessed. This incident marks another escalation in the ongoing conflict, bringing the war closer to the Russian capital. Ukraine has not officially claimed responsibility for the drone deployment. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Starting yesterday, air travelers across the United States will need to present a real ID-compliant driver's license or another acceptable form of identification for domestic flights.
Transportation Security Administration officials are reminding passengers to check their identification to ensure it meets the new standards to avoid issues at airport security checkpoints. Travelers without a real ID will need to use an alternative approved document, such as a U.S. passport, Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Federal authorities have announced a significant fentanyl bust, resulting in the arrest of 16 individuals, including an alleged cartel leader.
Officials described it as one of the largest fentanyl seizures in U.S. history, with millions of pills recovered. The operation highlights ongoing efforts to combat the flow of the dangerous synthetic opioid into American communities. Law enforcement agencies have emphasized the critical danger posed by fentanyl and their commitment to disrupting drug trafficking networks. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The Supreme Supreme Court has allowed the Pentagon to continue enforcing its policy regarding transgender individuals serving in the military, while legal challenges to the policy proceed in lower courts.
This decision lifts previous injunctions that had blocked the ban. The policy effectively disqualifies individuals who identify as transgender from military service under most circumstances. LGBTQ plus advocacy groups have vowed to continue fighting the ban through the legal system. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent testified before the House Financial Services Committee yesterday regarding the state of the international financial system.
Lawmakers questioned Secretary Bessent on topics including inflation, global economic stability, and the impact of geopolitical events on financial markets. The hearing comes at a time of considerable uncertainty in the global economic outlook. His insights will be closely scrutinized by policymakers and financial experts. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Let's talk about two of them in particular. Back in 2005, the Huffington Post launches. The liberal site launches news, satire, blogs, and original content covering everything from politics to business, entertainment, and healthy living. It was originally created to counterpart against the conservative Drudge Report. So there you go. That happened back in 2005. Back in 2019, Pope Francis introduces new rules on reporting sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. Part of the new rules state that the official of Vatican who fails to report the abuse could face jail time. There is also protection offered for whistleblowers, part of the clause that states the investigation into abuse allegations starts within 30 days of the complaint. So there you go. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Wolfgang Novogratz turns 28. Mary Mauser turns 29. Shabuzi turns 30. Adrania Patridge turns 40. Chris Zilka turns 40. Prince Fielder turns 41, and so does Sasha Farber. Rosario Dawson turns 46 today. Tamia turns 50. Ghostface Killa, 55. John Corbett, 64. Wendy Crewson, 69. Amy Hill, 72. Billy Joel, 76. And Candace Bergen turns 79 today. That's if you're looking at some birthdays. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's Military Appreciation Day, or Military Spouse Appreciation Day, better saying, National Provider Day, and National Lost Sock Memorial Day. It's a good one, if I may say so myself. Okay, if you need a rando for today, a good rule to remember for life starts when it comes to plastic surgery and such. Never be attracted by a bargain. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the best advice you've received from your mother? That she never wanted to talk to me again? Okay, no, that's a different conversation. Let's see. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 13% of women admit that they do this four times a day. What is it? No, it's eat a snack. What were you thinking? Snacky-yacky. Okay, so that's going to sum up our time together. No, seriously, it really is. I will be done here with this show, but if you want to come over to Jay Allen in the Morning for Hour 2 and 3, I'll be going exclusively on Radio Big for the next couple hours or so. So you can come and hang out with me. We'll talk about music, the world of entertainment, and of course, we'll play some music, because damn it, we need to play some music. Also, if you don't want to go over there, that's fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. I hope you have a fantastic weekend if you don't come over to the other side with me. But if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. If you spend your whole life waiting for the storm, you'll never enjoy the sunshine. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios.
as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.